Welcome back to Transurfing World. In this episode, we are going to tap into chapter number 5, the induced transition. Do not absorb negative information. And more specifically, we're going to tap into the topic of disaster. Most people accept that theoretically they could end up being involved in a catastrophic event, but not all actually allow the possibility into the layer of their personal world. There are people who do not watch TV serials, have no interest in the news, and are emotionally undisturbed by the events taking place somewhere else in the world. They live in a different life layer to these events and are adherents of other pendulums. They remain undisturbed by the fact that somewhere in the world there has been a plane crash. They listen to the news indifferently whilst they eat their supper, probably because they have enough to deal with in their own lives. The type of person most likely to undergo an induced shift shows active interest in disasters that involve other people and take place in other areas. This kind of person is deeply disturbed by the news of such events. Sometimes, when a person suffers a few problems of their own, there is a tendency to fill the empty space in their lives by giving their attention to events taking place in life layers other than their own. This type of person regularly reads the tables, watches TV series, or awaits new updates on tragic accidents and natural disasters. Adherence to pendulums in this category does nothing more than make up for a deficit of information, emotion, and experience in a person's own life. In contrast, displaying an active interest in catastrophes and natural disasters poses a real threat, for these are the manifestation of stronger, more aggressive pendulums. So, in the previous episode, we tapped into the how it's important that you do not fall into the pendulum vortex. Nowadays, with the easy spread of information, of news around the world through social media, through the news, through different outlets, we kind of like, in our lives, we get involved into so many things, so many stories that has nothing to do with our reality, literally. So when you turn on your TV and you start watching the news, you start scrolling through social media and you see what's going on in the world, you get affected. Your energy gets also affected by these events. And as I just read in the first part of this topic of disaster, how important it is for you to become undisturbed by this kind of events. We're going to learn how to become that later in this episode. But now I need you to understand that how impactful this kind of influences are in your life. You might not know, you might not be aware of this, but when you watch something in your life, I mean, when you watch something on TV or you read a story on social media about this catastrophe going on in, I don't know, in the other side of the world, in Asia, in another part of the world, and you got absolutely no control over the situation, you will see, and we discussed this in the previous episode, that when you start thinking about the catastrophe, about a negative event, you are vibrating at the same frequency level of that event. The moment you start talking about the event with your peers, with your family, with your friends, you are becoming a participant in that event. So you have to be very, very careful what kind of energy you let into your life. And in this specific topic, we are tapping into disaster. And listen, there is like so many bad things happening in the world. There is so many things that we can avoid, we can ignore these destructive pendulums. If there is nothing we can do about something, we have to let that event pass by us. Alright? But one important aspect to be aware of is that if you're constantly looking for negative events, if you're constantly looking for watching the news and stay up to date with the latest events in the world, and you become influenced by these catastrophes, these disasters, you are playing a role in this game. You are going to, sooner or later, you are going to encounter that reality because you are consuming that reality. That's your reality. If you are just waiting, if you just watch the news, you look forward to it, and you just expect, you want to feel, you want to know what's going on in the world, what kind of what's the latest catastrophe, the latest disaster, right? And you look forward to that, you become an spectator. The moment you start talking about that, the moment you start feeling what these people feel and feel empathy about what's going on, you become a participant. Sooner or later, that reality is gonna touch you. Be careful. So one of the things you have to do in according to reality transurfing is that you need to understand that you have to become aware of this. Why do you have this tendency of wanting to know everything that's going on around you, specifically the negative stuff? Because if you are someone who always look out for the negative, the morbid things, the things that are happening in like what everyone's talking about, you're just gonna be one of them. Like, you're not gonna become aware of what's going on, and you're just listening to these stories, the saddest stories, these tragic stories in this specific topic of disasters, and then you are going to become involved because you're gonna feel empathy, you're gonna feel like what's like some sort of empathy about these people going through these tragedies. Right? But now you have to learn that if you ignore the prod of a destructive pendulum, you will never end up involved in a catastrophe event, or at least the probability of it happening will be close to zero. So you need to learn how to ignore. One thing is to ignore something, ignore a pendulum, and we've discussed this in a previous episode. And another thing is just try to eliminate it, because you cannot eliminate the pendulum. The pendulum's influence is going to be there all the time, but you learn to understand how to drop importance and how to ignore completely the pendulum. And as the book says, if you ignore the prod of a destructive pendulum, you will never end up involved in a catastrophic event, or at least the probability of it happening will be close to zero. You might object that thousands of people have lost their lives in tragic accidents and natural disasters. Surely, not all these people were thinking about catastrophes simultaneously. The thing is that we do not live alone in the world. We are surrounded by other people who are actively working for destructive pendulums and radiating energy within the pendulum's spectrum. It's not possible to become totally and ideally isolated from these vibrational frequencies. The common field encompasses you, and without being consciously aware of it, you begin to radiate energy at the same frequencies as the surrounding field. The roots of this type of behavior go back to very ancient times, when the herd instinct helped to protect the group from danger. This is why the energy field of an induced shift grows, producing a snowball effect that pulls you in like water to the center of a whirlpool. So the task is to stay as far away as possible from the pendulum's vortex. This means not absorbing negative information relating to catastrophic events and disasters, showing no interest whatsoever, refraining from worry or discussion, and generally letting the information pass you by. Notice that we say let the information pass you by, rather than try to avoid it. As we know from previous chapters, trying to avoid a meeting with a pendulum is the same as seeking out a meeting with it. So, one thing that I would like to point out here in this small chapter is that for you, now that you are aware of this reality, you are aware of reality transurfing concepts, you now have a huge advantage in your reality. And now you can differentiate what pendulums are influencing you. All right. So when it comes to destructive pendulums, this kind of like in this specific topic of disaster, you need to avoid them. And not just avoid them, but ignore them. Right. Do not seek for negative information. If you're someone who is constantly looking forward to watching the news or scroll through social media and read all these sad stories, these stories related to catastrophes, earthquakes, you know, bad things, you're going to make that your reality. You're going to radiate your vibration at the same frequency where this kind of things are happening. So you need to be aware of that. So as we just read, ignoring a pendulum is the most productive way, the most productive thing you can do. Instead of focusing on the bad things, on the morbid things, or what just like all these catastrophes, this negativity in the world, try to focus on the positive. What most people do is just they focus on the negative. They read the news, they discuss these things with friends, like some sort of catastrophe that happened in Thailand or in this country so far away from yours, and there is nothing you can do. And people on the other side of the world describe and discuss this with your friends, with your family, and they kind of like make it a reality. And like when a lot of people do this, we are creating an energetic field. But that's another topic. My point here, and the most practical thing to do here, is just to ignore negative things. And if you listen to something negative in your life, if you listen to some sad story happening, do not spread it. Do not talk it with your family. There's no good in that, right? If some sort of like catastrophe happened on the other side of the world, and somehow you found that out, don't go home and discuss it with your family. Don't go to work and discuss it with your colleagues. Don't make it part of your reality. That's not your reality. That's not the reality you want to experience. Do not focus on the negative. On the other side, like on the other hand, if something good happened to you, if you listen to good news, something good that you want to share, you want to make it part of your reality, you focus your attention on those positive things. You know the difference, and you reach this point by becoming conscious, by becoming aware of this fact, of this tendency of human beings to always reach for the negative. Always look out for the negative and want to discuss it with your friends, with your family, and you just kind of like pass this by, you know, you just kind of like spread the bad information, spread the negative. You know, it's something that you need to be aware of. And that is something that we do every day. And if you are careful enough and you notice what people discuss the most, it's those things, you know, bad things. Catastrophes in this specific topic are such a harmful thing you can do for your experience in this reality, in this life. So in this specific topic of disaster in chapter number 5, the one takeaway I want you to be aware of is do not look for the negative. Always look for the positive. If you listen to something bad, a disaster that happened in the world, okay, you listen to it, but then you let go of it. You ignore it. You let that pass you by, which means that you do not absorb or you do not react to this negative information. You simply ignore it and switch your attention to harmless things, to harmless topics, something that you do want, to be part of your reality. You know what's the difference? And as I said, and I'm going to repeat it again, like if you start talking about something with your friends, and this something is something negative, you become a participant in that reality. If you do this enough times, it's going to happen to you. It's very likely it's going to happen to you. But if you ignore the prod of destructive pendulums, you will never end up involved in a catastrophic event or a disaster, or at least the probability of it happening will be close to zero. And it makes sense, because if you are thinking about something over and over and over, you just read this story about a problem in, you know, in this part of the world so far away from where you are, and then you start thinking about that, it makes sense that if you think over and over and over about the negative catastrophe, you somehow are making that a reality in your mind, because you are expressing yourself through that catastrophe. You are feeling the feelings of that related to that catastrophe. But if you just ignore, you let that pass you by, and you don't do nothing. You just drop importance. It's not gonna be part of your reality. So again, just to recap, you have to be aware of that, of this human tendency of wanting to spread negative information about disaster, catastrophes, and stuff like that. Negative things are no longer part of your reality. You just let them pass you by. You don't discuss it with friends. You do not discuss it with family. You do not make it something of your life. On the other side, if you have some positive news, if you have some positive emotion you want to share, you just do it. And you just do it firmly, because that's your reality. Happiness, love, passion. That's the emotions, the feelings, the kind of experience you need in your life. But you have to focus on that. The more you repeat this, the more likely you are of becoming the person of like tuning into your dream line, dream reality here. So this is a very simple technique, a simple topic, but it's huge, it's powerful. This has been the topic of disaster. This is chapter 5. I hope you enjoyed this episode. If you have any question, do not hesitate on reaching out to me through my Instagram. That's the only social media I have. I go by Dennis Stalin EC on Instagram, so you can follow me there. You can also leave a review on this podcast if you find it interesting. And again, if you have any question about reality transurfing, we are here. We are all learning here together. I keep learning. I keep informing myself about about reality transurfing. So anything you want to share, you can reach out to me. And nothing. I hope you have a fantastic rest of the day. And I will see you in the next episode. Bye-bye.